Here's what I don't understand. Now, I may or may not used to work in a restaurant industry, but I do know this. As a waiter and bartender, if you walk into a restaurant, 5-star, 4.5 maybe, you should know when you leave your house, if you have only $20, just to let you know, because some people don't know this, you are considered, by any terms, poor. You are poor. If $20 is the top dollar that you have walking out of house, don't walk out. And sure, don't go into a restaurant thinking you're going to buy something and say, just water, and I guess just that. And think to yourself, you know what? See how much the meal costs. See how much water is. See how much wine or whatever soda you get. And then you calculate how much you should tip. Now, that should be already in your head, even if it's bad or good service. You should have that kind of mark already ready to go. You don't come into a restaurant and go, man, I ain't going to have enough for the meal, brother. I better make up something. No, it's not a hustle. You're poor. It's when you actually work hard, you know, go to a couple of jobs. Yeah, you might have to do 2 jobs. If you only have $20, when you get to the point where you have more than $20, let's say at least $100, you can go out. You're not super poor, but you're enough that you have $100, you can go out. You can go to a restaurant, leave a nice tip, have a good life, people be nice to see you. Oh, here comes Mr. Jones again. How you doing? Man, he tipped nicely next week. He's a good guy. You don't want to hear, oh yeah, I remember that guy. He barely had $20. He tried to stiff us, and he did. If he comes here again, I'm going to piss in his soup. And you'll come back thinking like, man, this pea soup is the bomb. It sure is. It sure is.